I am is always written all over me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Who I am is always written all over me. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, no matter where I go, no matter how I act, who I am is always written all over me. Have you ever thought about that for yourself? Oh, it is only so true. Who I am is always written all over me, for everything I do is an expression of who I am, and it's always written all over me. My attitude, my actions, my thoughts, my expressions, no matter what I do, it's an expression of who I am. When I am a loving, thoughtful, kind, gentle, considerate person, that's written all over me. When I am an inconsiderate person, that's written all over me. No matter what. No matter what goes on in the world, it's always written all over me. Now, I like to think of myself as an unconditionally loving person. I have unconditional love for everybody. But then, I'm a bit of a taskmaster. I am very tough on standing up for principle. I'm very tough for always speaking a positive word. I'm very tough for always getting our act together in a beautiful way. Now, some people don't respond to that very well. Some people think I'm an ugly person for doing that. They don't really want to be around me because I expect the best out of them all the time. I expect the best out of everything all the time. And I say naughty things about them, and I say naughty things about me. And when I do that, then they don't like to be around me. Now, where is my greatest benefit? Is my greatest benefit me acting as an unconditionally loving person under all circumstances? Or me acting as a teacher? Or me acting as a sharer? Or me acting as though I'm supposed to take charge of helping other people find their highest and best? What is my role? What is my role? That's something we all have to ask ourselves more than once, because who I am is written all over me. If I am a loving, gentle, kind person, really, a loving, gentle, kind person, not a person who just wants that, a person who just expects that out of others, but if I expect it out of myself, if I am the ideal, loving, kind, gentle person, then everybody will find me an ideal, kind, loving person, gentle under all circumstances. They will find me to be the kind of person that they'd like to be around. They'd find me to be the kind of person that's a good example for them, someone who lives what they believe. All too often, as teachers and as parents and as people in authority, we try to make sure that everybody else is doing what is right. We try to make sure that everybody else in the world is behaving and doing the things that they should be doing to have a happy life. And yet, when you get down to it, it doesn't matter one tiny little bit what another person does. It doesn't matter what another person thinks, says, or does. It doesn't matter at all. The only thing that matters is what I think, what I say, and what I do, how I act. That's what is the only thing that matters. Because if I truly am a gentle person, I will always be a gentle person. If I truly am a loving person, unconditionally loving, making no judgment what should be done or what should not be done or so forth, just an unconditionally loving person of myself and all that I create in my world will be that. I won't have to go out and correct my world. I won't have to go out and chastise my world. I won't have to go out and chastise myself. I will just be that. Now, how can I be that? How can I be that? If I have been sort of a teacher or sort of a sharer and telling other people how to live their lives, how do I change from one minute to the next of being just a loving person who is always seeing good in everybody, which is what is a reflection of me, always seeing joy in everybody, a reflection of me, and always seeing truth in everybody, a reflection of me. If I really want to see that, how do I go about seeing it? How do I go about demonstrating that? How do I go about living that in my life? Well, it's a simple thing to do. It's a hard thing to do if we haven't been doing it, but it's a simple thing to do. And all we have to do is just to love ourselves more and more and more and more and more. When I love myself, I only have good words for my world. When I love myself, I only see my world doing beautiful actions. When I love myself, I see everything in the universe good and very good. When I am truly unconditionally loving, I do not judge anything. I do not judge anyone, and especially not myself. I do not go around making judgments. I do not say that person is nice and that person is not nice, or that person did a good thing or that person did a not good thing. I don't go around saying those things. I cannot do that. For if I do that, what happens? Then I am not living what I say I want to live. I'm not being what I say I want to be. I am not that unconditionally loving being. Now, an unconditionally loving being does not create in their world people who are not nice. An unconditionally loving person does not create in their world people who do not cooperate with the program. An unconditionally loving person does not create in their world anything contrary to an unconditionally loving person's attitude and way of thinking. Sounds simple, sounds hard, sounds easy, sounds good. But the big thing about this is, I am always a reflection of who and what I am. Who I am is always written all over me. Who I am is always written all over me. If I if I bend down and I say to my wonderful dog, "You're wonderful, you're great, you're beautiful," he looks up at me and smiles. If I look down at him and say, "What are you doing? What trouble are you getting yourself into? What shame, shame on..." Well, then he looks at me, seeing written all over me, an unhappy person, an unhappy being, something that is not good. Now, if I look down at him when he's doing something naughty, and I say, "You are always such a good dog. You're so wonderful. You're so beautiful." He looks up at me and says, and he gets the message. Children get the message when you give them love instead of control and anger. Everybody in the world gets the message, starting with me, myself, you, I, starting with ourselves alone. We get the message. And when we get the message, what sort of a message do we get? Do we get a message that says, "All is love, all is good, I am a beautiful person, I love the world loves me"? Do we get a message that says to all the universe that this is a good, good world, and it's filled with good, good people? Is who I am written all over me? You bet your life. Who I am is always written all over me. And if I feel sorry for myself, it's because I haven't been doing my job. And I just best start doing my job. Because I cannot feel sorry for myself if I am giving my best at all times. If I am loving. And if I feel sorry for myself, I look at the world and I say, "Oh, the world feels sorry for itself too." And I don't want that. I don't want that at all. It's written all over me what kind of person I am. And I want to have written all over me that I am love, that I am peace, that I am harmony, that I am joy, that I am goodness, that I am all that is beautiful and all that is right and all that is love, all that is worthwhile to ever know and be and experience. And that's me. And when I have that written all over me, what happens in my life? All of my life is the expression of what I say I really want. So, as I am gentle, my world is gentle. As I am loving, my world is loving. As I am peaceful, my world is peaceful. As I am abundant, my world is abundant. All these things are who I am. And, you know, that's really all that matters. Nothing else makes any difference at all, because I live in this harmony. I live in this peace. I live in this joy. I live in this oneness. And that's all that matters. And that's who I am. And that's who you are. And that's what matters, isn't it? And isn't it exciting? Isn't it truly, wonderfully, beautifully exciting? And that's all that it takes. I love you. I love you. I love you.